the Afterthoughts, you might not know them. They're a four-piece indie rock band from the inner west of Sydney, Eora. They're known for their rich vocal harmonies that you just heard in that song. And their latest single, Horses and Courtney, that you just heard, was launched at this really impressive sold-out show at the Oxford Art Factory, a night that the band describes as one of their favourite shows so far. And I'm looking at them right now and they're nodding their heads, so it definitely was one to remember. With their heartfelt lyrics and dynamic arrangements, the song marks a new chapter of the band as they continue to build their momentum through the local scene here in Sydney. And we're joined by all four of them. We're joined by Alfie, Ruby, Oscar and Martin. How you all doing? Yeah, it's so good to have you here. We've got two guitars. I thought there was three guitars because Oscar kind of is dressed a bit like a guitar. anyway, so...
Wait, do you have the mic there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Just want to say 1, 2, 3, Alfie, just so we know that we've got you.
1, 2, 3.
All right, that mic is dead. Anyway, we'll just use this mic here. Right. It's live radio.
Hello.
You know it's live. First off, Alfie, congratulations on that launch show that you had that you described as one of your most memorable shows yet. Can you tell us let us know what that meant to you that night?
Thanks, Sean. It was a fantastic night. Probably the best we've sounded ever is what we got told. But no, it was so nice seeing like so many people there. And it was kind of the first time, because we'd released the single that day, it was kind of the first time that we'd had people singing back to us. And it was just such a like weird feeling, but it was really fun.
Yeah, great. And the single is called Horses and Courtney. Ruby, what's this song mean to you and where did it come from?
Yeah, so this song is a pretty special song to me. The title, Horses and Courtney, refers to Horses by Patti Smith and Courtney being Courtney Barnett. And it's a song that I wrote for my mum's birthday. And it's kind of, it's about her and it's about all the amazing music she's introduced to me throughout my life and how grateful I am for, having such an amazing female figure introduce me to such an empowering thing that's really important to me.
Great. And Oscar, there was a lot of people that worked on this track that you have actually gone out and thanked. Can you tell us a bit more about how the track came to life?
Well, we got very lucky by winning the studio time we got with 301 Studios. So that was through like a Battle of the Bands, a UCID Battle of the Bands that we won.
No way.
Yeah, so that was a big achievement for us and for the band.
Super exciting.
Yeah, yeah, we got, you know, we were able to work with like Stefan Durant, you know, who like worked with Mac Miller and stuff. Like, so
great.
Every production. So, you know, it was good fun, you know, and very fortunate to have, you know, spent time in the studio with people that just really know.
So the prize was that you won a free song recording?
Yeah. We won like a 10-hour session.
Great.
With 301 Studios, and we cut two singles, one being Horses and Courtney and another that hasn't come out yet.
Mm. Are we going to be hearing
tuned.
That one
Stay
live
tuned.
Today?
That's the announcement.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually hearing a different one.
Yeah, different tune today, but nonetheless still a banger, you know.
Great. Well, you've got this free show coming up at the Mixtape Brewery with Vertebrae. I feel like this is, you know, a bit of a victory lap for the single. You know, you've hit that show off at the Oxford Art Factory, and now you're coming back and you're doing this one. Can you tell us a bit more about this show and what's it mean to you as well?
Well, we love playing at all these great local venues. We love Mixtape. We've played there before. It's a free show. So come on down, get out of the rain.
Yeah, everybody come down. To
yeah. it's run by CCXO, who are a local booking agency, just put on so many great local gigs. So we're really looking forward to playing in Marrickville.
Great. Yeah. And Alfie, I feel like we've been speaking a lot more about this new single, but we haven't actually been speaking about you guys, the Afterthoughts. How did you come together and form as a band? Because you've got one single out, but I'm sure you've been playing heaps and heaps of gigs, like people walking by in the corridor and they already knew who you were.
I mean, yeah, we've been playing seriously for how long now?
3 years.
Three years. I mean, we've been together for like 3 years and just jamming and playing a couple gigs. We played our first gig in 2022. And then like last year we kind of got on a big streak of just playing all these Inner West shows and really like getting our sound together. And yeah, it really kind of culminated this year in our recording, and it was really worth like cutting our teeth all of last year. It just feels great now.
Yeah, it's so good to hear this music coming out, and it's like really good to see that you've already been winning prizes and getting some great studio time, and now you're here to play us a live song, which is really, really exciting. I know you were saying that you do have some big news, you were kind of teasing it, but before that, we are going to get into a live version of one of your songs. So you were telling us what this song is. Can you just tell us a bit more about, you know, this song and when you actually wrote this song, and a bit more in depth?
Yep, so this song's kind of a new one. It's a bit of like a impersonal love song about kind of the inner west and just kind of appreciating the mundanity of things when you're kind of, well, it's the song's called I've Got a Crush, but like when you've got a little crush. But yeah.
Crush on the inner west.
Yeah.
Inner west crush.
An inner west crush. That's what the song is all about. Well, whenever you're ready, I feel like you should take it away.
Yeah.
They say love takes a village, but a village ain't enough for me whenever you're around. Take the bus from 2 to fro down Parramatta Road through the din of the traffic sound. So could I get a drink with you if you want? 'Cause there's a lot of things that we don't know. Is there life on Mars? Do they have nice bars? And where will this romance go? 'Cause I've got a crush on you. And whoa, what a show. Can we do? She said that like the sunset from St. Peter's Station, but Ashfield is pretty nice too. I'd show her sunsets all around the world if she'd let me see this warm night through. Well, I'd give you all money if I had any honey, but that wouldn't leave much to spare. So if what makes you sing is a diamond ring, then excuse me, I'll get out of your head. 'Cause I've got a crush on you. And oh, what a show. Crush on you. And whoa,
the show. What can we do?
Hell yeah. Woo! So that one's cool. I Got a Crush on You?
Yes.
By the Afterthoughts. Live here on 2SCR. If you're just joining us, the Afterthoughts just played their song called I Got a Crush on You live. Hell yeah. And you were teasing that you've got some exciting news coming up. Before we let you go this Wednesday afternoon, Alfie, actually, we haven't heard from Martin. Martin, pull that mic up. Come on, Martin. Tell us the exciting news that's coming up for you guys.
Sometime in the future, there will be more music.
Whoa.
We've recorded another song and we already wrote it.
Watch this space.
And before we let you go, where can people actually watch the space and see you?
Oh, Instagram.
Hit up our Instagram.
Yeah, what's that? Come on, you got it. It's a hard one.
The Afterthoughts Band.
Or if you're of that age, Facebook.
You're on everything. There's a link tree on your Instagram where you can find out everything. Yeah. You can stream all the songs. Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining us this Wednesday afternoon and bringing us this beautiful song.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.